Jesus, who is so compassionate and so humble, is also very clear about what a pure heart is and all the ways that we play games and make up our little rules to whatever. We don't want to go to hell, but we don't want to be saints either. And so here we are. And that's what we have today in this... See, in one way, the Pharisees, Paras, they were the ones, a very fervent movement began in the exile when they said, the culture here is going to absorb our faith. We have to establish a culture, and it has to be based on the Torah, and it has to cover every aspect of life. And that's what they started out to do. So that the reality of Jewish identity, which was created by God and is for the sake of the world, will be preserved. And that's who they are. So they're not bad guys, but like the rest of us, you can get so caught up in that, and then, you know, how many, I was just talking to somebody the other day, how many great and famous preachers, renewers, hit the skids? They start to like money, they start to like, and so you see how hard it is. And Jesus, out of love, you know, confronts them. You're asking me a religious question. You're asking me, why don't my disciples eat without first going through the pure, the ceremonial washing of their hands? Is that the biggest thing? And he goes after them. Why? Love. You are the leaders. If you could lead well, these people would know who I am. And instead, you're not leading well. And especially this Korban one. There you're telling your people, you don't have to support your mother and father. Just throw it in the temple treasury where we can get at it. That's going directly against the commandment of God. And you say, how could they do such a thing? Look at your own life. Look at my life. See, Jesus is radical. That the radicality is the radicality of love. If we love, if we're proud of God the Father, love Him, want all that He wants, we won't fall into this sort of thing. But when we're turned in on ourselves, we get all these little rules and regulations. We need a few. But they're meant to direct the movement of God's people towards God. And we can get so hung up in these things. I can remember how many times good people, I was living up in Madonna House, and they'd start to discuss something about the new constitutions we were writing or something. And Catherine would look over to me and start weeping and say, can't you stop them? You see, we have to be so careful. We have to be so careful. There has to be, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, fire. Fire. Not respectability. Fire. Now, where does that come from? Comes from the Holy Spirit. Where else can it come from? But that means we have to make ourselves available. And the two things we have to do are pray and obey. pray so that our spirits are at least a little bit sensitive. I mean, we are so dumb and so gripped and with our own stuff. You know, pray so that we can hear the Lord and obey Him. And He'll train us in tiny ways. He's not going to show us our real vices for a while because we can't handle them. He's going to work with us little by little. But we have to talk to Him. We have to listen to Him. And we have to obey. That's why, you see, interesting, isn't it? That he says here, you see, that you don't listen to the word of God. I'm the word of God, he says. I spoke to you through the prophets. Now I'm here and I'm speaking to you myself. And now it's written down. Not so we could find out how terrible the Pharisees were, but so that we could listen ourselves. You know, there's a story in the monastic tradition. There was a very holy old monk living in his hermitage. The other hermitages were all around, you know. So one of the young monks went over to this great man and said, well, I fast every day. I eat bread and water about 4 days a week. I say the Psalter every day. That's 150 psalms. You know, I say them all by heart, of course. He has no books. What else should I do? And the old man stood up and he raised his hands to heaven and his fingers became like 10 candles on fire. And he looked at him and he said, if you want it, you can be a living flame. That's the other side of this discussion. A living flame. So let's pray. And let's really listen. You know, the role of the Mother of God, oh my goodness, quickly, is to keep us sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Keep us yielding to the Holy Spirit. That's her job. And if we do that, then the Holy Spirit can start to change our hearts so that they're more and more like Jesus. And when our hearts are like Jesus, we're crazy about the Father. We don't want anything but His will. And then we stand a chance. And that's what this is all about.